The Yachting Monthly, August 2011, podcast repeated. August. This month's musings about mooring aids reminded me very happily of the late and magnificent J.D. Slighthelm of this magazine, who once pointed out the innate peril of chatting to fellow yachtsmen on the commuter train. "It can be unwise," he said, "to ask in loud, carrying nautical tones, are you finding it any easier picking up boys since you got your new thingamy?" Horrified glances. But boys are a serious matter, whether of the navigational or mooring sort, and picking up the mooring variety has led most of us into more humiliations than half a dozen super injunctions could ever cover. It all seems so obvious and calm on the day skipper course. Decent conditions, one keen alert trainee on the helm, watched over by a bluff Cunliffean instructor with a reassuring beard, another trainee standing on the foredeck holding the boat hook, a third crouched behind ready to help secure the line. The target boy, because Captain Beardy is no fool, is well clear of all other moored craft and has a nice little pick-up and a solid and respectable pennant free of slime. Up we come, nose to tide, slowing to a delicate crawl. Jimmy on the foredeck makes a couple of lunges and catches his quarry, and his beaming confrere solemnly makes it fast before casting off again so everyone can have their go on the helm. Oh, lovely. Life is not like that. It's the end of a day, a strange harbour, problematical anchoring, but ahead through the Force 7 blowing drizzle, our heroic skipper spots a free mooring buoy. It is a toss-up whether wind or tide is stronger, so he crabs towards it, while a tense, half-blinded figure stands on the foredeck as rigid as an Anthony Gormley sculpture, clutching the boat hook, feet entangled in the emergency warp laid out in case there's no line to pull up, and owing to earlier worries, 15 metres of anchor chain is still flaked out on deck. Doesn't make for serenity. Possibly the two-person crew is getting on a bit in years and has accordingly grown rich enough to buy a larger yacht. One needs comfort down below at our age. They have done this without fully realising that the larger the yacht, the higher the freeboard, especially on the majestic looming bow, and therefore the more pigging difficult to grab and haul in a mooring buoy. Still falls the rain, sideways mainly, and shouts from the helm of "I can't see, move sideways," remain as unheard as the corresponding shrieks from the bow of "Over there, bring it down the port side, or the sodding anchor will..." Oh. The ring on top of the buoy is rusted almost to nothing, so eventually the line below must be grappled by our hero or heroine forward, and when it comes up it is coated in the most evil, ungrabbable, toxic slime imaginable. The whole boat will smell of it all night. But on the bright side, we are secure and everyone can have a whisky. Unless, as with one interesting mooring we picked up in Dale Harbour once, the buoy is basically attached to nothing very substantial down below and travels slowly across the harbour behind the windblown yacht like a faithful dog. At least one of these problems is now more easily resolved than before, the lofty freeboard. We have no fewer than three boat hooks with weird, incomprehensible attachments which grab or thread lines through rings, and we love them all dearly. The only snag is the curious newfangled habit of making the ring on top of the buoy not from iron or steel, nice and rigid for the sharp prod which triggers the gizmo's grabbing power, but from softer rubber or silicon stuff. It's like grappling a jelly with a live eel. And that's another thing. During the consummation of the mooring process, you really don't want a helmsman who remains at his post fiddling with the engine controls. You want one who thunders forward to assist you with the festival of slime and tangles, as you end up grabbing the ordinary boat hook and clinging on to it while summoning him to thread the line. You need a man who does not complain, too, when you shove the boat hook behind you and catch him in the chops. And above all, you need one who remembers to put the engine in neutral. Long ago in my single days, one chap forgot. I hung on to the boat hook for as long as I could as we surged forward, but there wasn't a spare boat hook on board. So we anchored far outside in a big swell and couldn't get ashore to the pub all through the silent, resentful evening.